Welcome to the New Yorker's August 29, 2011 issue. We have five articles for you. In the talk of the town, Nick Palmgarten reports on 40 years without the gold standard. Then Jeffrey Toobin writes about whether Clarence and Virginia Thomas will succeed in killing Obama's health care plan. Next, Wendell Stevenson reports on the view from inside the Syrian crackdown. And finally, in the current cinema, Anthony Lane reviews Higher Ground, Vera Farmiga's directorial debut, and One Day, a romantic drama starring Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgess. But first, it's this week's comment. In A Different Kind of Texan, Lawrence Wright assesses Rick Perry. In December 2000, shortly after the Supreme Court finally ruled on the disputed presidential election, the mood at the Christmas party in the Texas Governor's Mansion in Austin was a mixture of elation and disbelief. President-elect George W. Bush, a little sweaty as he came off the dance floor, greeted an old acquaintance from his Harvard Business School days and exclaimed, "Can you believe this? I'm the president of the whole fucking United States." Standing off by himself was a tall man with an appealingly craggy face, like a hero in an old western, Rick Perry, the lieutenant governor, who had just inherited Texas's highest office. He looked dazed, so I went over to console him. "At least you're not the governor of Louisiana," I said sympathetically. I was making a mistake that many people have made in assessing Perry. When Bush was elected president, Perry became the accidental governor, and he was widely dismissed. Then came the end of the legislative session on June 17, 2001. On a day that would be known as the Father's Day Massacre, he vetoed 82 bills. Perry had been a non-entity during the session, and few Texas politicians had heard his views on any of the pending bills. It was a power move. There was nothing delicate about it, Bill Miller, a lobbyist in Austin, told me recently. It was a punch in the nose, and by the way, I've got my fist cocked if you still want to fuck with me. The reasons that Perry gave for targeting many bills were picayune, and his vetoes seemed personally directed at lawmakers of both parties who had fallen from his favor. The long-term effect was that Perry got the respect, or the fear, that he sought. Non-Texans are bound to look at Perry and see a reprise of Bush's swagger and twang. In Texas, however, the two men are seen as very different. Bush has money, a famous name, and two Ivy League degrees. Perry has none of those assets. Bush was a businessman. Perry was a cotton farmer. When Bush was governor, Democrats were still a factor in Texas politics, and he was notably